guys, welcome to another episode of For You Fridays. It is Olivia. In case you are new here, my name is Olivia. I have a podcast called For You from Eve, which is what you're listening on right now. And every single Friday, I do a little series called For You Fridays, which is pretty much an advice session where I ask you guys on Instagram to ask me some questions. And then I get on every single Friday and I just answer them and just talk to you guys. It's not really super structured. It's kind of just for me to have a conversation with you guys, give my input on things. I'm not a professionally trained person to answer any of these questions. This is just from my own personal experience, what I've seen and what I've gone through. And I think just in general, answering questions like this and just hearing that people also have the same problems as you can help a lot and just make you realize like, okay, someone else is going through what I'm going through. Little life update. I'm actually recording this the day before. So it's Thursday, September 2nd. This is going up on the 3rd. Yesterday, I had uploaded a September challenge video. So far, so good. It's day two, so I would hope it would be good. But yesterday, there was actually a horrible, horrible flood near my house in New Jersey. If you live in New Jersey, maybe you got hit by the tornado or the hurricane. I really hope anyone listening to this is super, super safe. It's honestly so terrifying. I actually was not home when it happened, so I was babysitting. And I was at the house that I was babysitting and the weather started to get really, really bad as soon as I got to the house I was babysitting. And I remember the whole day, it was like super gloomy, but I went to the gym at like 6:30 and it was like, it was raining, but it wasn't raining too bad. And then as soon as I got to the house I was babysitting for, it just got super, super crazy. And like none of us knew it was going to get that bad. And I was actually trapped there. I had to stay there overnight. I left at around 5 o'clock in the morning and got home this morning and had a class at 8. No, my classes didn't get canceled. I don't know why, because I literally could barely get home because so many roads were closed. There were cars just abandoned on the side of the road with the windows crashed. People were sleeping in their cars. It was just a horrible situation. I just couldn't believe that my school didn't get like none of my classes got canceled. And I actually have two quizzes on Monday. So it's like, not only did class not get canceled because of what New Jersey just went through, but I also have two quizzes that I have to look forward to, which is great. But yes, I did start school. Yesterday was technically my first day of classes, but I don't have classes on Wednesdays. So I have class Monday, Tuesday, Thursday. And since I think everyone's kind of starting around this time, maybe you just started, I wanted to just sit and answer questions about school. So when I asked you guys on Instagram, I got so many about school. And even last time I uploaded my Q&A thing, I got a lot of things about school. I just didn't answer them because I was like, I'll do a whole dedicated episode once we get closer to the school year starting. So I have a few bullet points written down of things you guys wanted advice on and things you guys wanted to know. So let's go ahead and get started. Also, little disclaimer, my whole basement is flooded and my whole family is like figuring it out and cleaning it right now. I don't know if you guys can hear anything. Hopefully not, because I'm all the way upstairs. I don't like if it gets too loud, obviously I'll edit stuff out. But just in case you hear any background noise, that's what's going on. Okay, so the first bullet point I got was, how do I not dread school and stop being miserable about it starting? And I was like this more in like high school, not really college. Actually, no, I think I'm more like it in college, because in high school, it's like you get excited to see your friends again. But in college, it's like, and now, especially since most of our things are online, I don't know about you guys, but I'm like half online, half in person. And I think it could be more dreadful that way, because now you're just looking forward to like assignments and deadlines and not like events and friends. Honestly, the biggest thing with this is just to find the silver lining. Which is definitely not always easy, but I think finding the silver lining is really the only thing that you can do in this situation, is just find that little thing that you enjoy about school, whether it's, you know, getting to wear new outfits or getting to get new school supplies or getting to create like a desk office space in your house. Whatever it is that you enjoy about school, even if it's the smallest little thing, creating your planner, anything, find that silver lining and hold on to it for the rest of the semester, which is definitely hard. Of course, we're all in different situations and we dread school for different reasons. Maybe you are going through something and school is just like the last thing you want to think about or the last thing on your mind. Maybe you have a job or an internship that you wish you could continue, but you can't really do it anymore because now school's starting. You know, we all have different reasons why we're dreading school. But I think just find the silver lining in what you actually do enjoy about school, because I know that there's something deep, deep in there that you enjoy. Like for me personally, this is really corny, honestly, but I think a lot of people do this. I saw it on my TikTok recently, so I'm like, okay, other people can relate. But when school is like getting ready to start, I just went on my last vacation to San Diego. I came back and right away it was like, okay, you're starting school. And basically what really helped me is like I put on like Gilmore Girls, which sounds so corny, but having just like a show like Gilmore Girls, for me, when I watch it, I'm like, okay, it's fall and Rory Gilmore is a super smart student. Now I'm motivated because I also want to be smart. And the aesthetic is super like fall weather. So now I'm kind of getting I trust me, I'm like, I wish summer was 365 days a year, but unfortunately it's not. But once you kind of have to face the fact that, okay, I'm in fall, you just got to deal with it. So having something like that, like something comforting to kind of just remind me like, okay, we're in this time. It motivates me to like grab my school supplies, start a new book, all that. And I went to CVS the other day, picked up some school supplies. School supplies are so much more fun when you're not in college. Now I literally just buy like notebooks and like a folder and a planner, but it is what it is. But yeah, I really just think that find the silver lining in what you enjoy about school, no matter what it is, and just hold on to that for the rest of the semester. And I think also, like, I think everyone in the beginning of the semester is super excited about school and they're like, yes, like new supplies, new this, new that. But you know what? It is like today I printed out all my syllabi. If you don't know what a syllabi is, if maybe if you're in high school, basically in college, you get a syllabus. Syllabi is like the plural. You get a syllabus at the beginning, like from each class, from each course that you're taking. And it just has every single thing you need to know about that course that you're taking, deadlines, due dates, and everything. And what I do is I print it out normally like a few days before the first day of school or the day of the first day of school. I'll print it out and just go through each class, staple them together, highlight like important things that I need to know. And then I use like a syllabus is your best friend in college. Like I hold on to that so, so much. So it's literally my best friend in college. Once I'm done with an assignment, I highlight it. So that way, like by the end of the semester, I have so much highlighted and only a little bit left. Because when you're in college, professors don't care if you don't know a due date. They will put an assignment on the syllabus and never talk about it once in class and expect you to like remember and like know that it's due, which is very hard to do. But once you're in college, you kind of just get used to like having to know. So that's why I printed out all my syllabi today and I'm getting ready to kind of just staple it, organize my backpack. I don't go back in person until Monday. I didn't go back today, obviously, because of the hurricane. I was kind of excited to go back, which sounds like weird, but I was excited. I was like, all right, like I'm kind of excited to like have somewhere to go and like go on campus. Like I really enjoy the college campus vibe and my college campus. I think it's super fall and like homey. I don't know. But yeah, like I just think find that silver lining and try to hold on to it throughout the semester and through what do they even call it in high school? The marking period, I think. And just hold on to it. The next thing is how to keep motivation during school. So this kind of goes back to the first question a little bit, because like I was saying, when school first starts, I feel like we're all in this like, I'm so motivated, I'm gonna have the best grades, blah, blah, blah. And then like a month and a half in, you're like, wait, what happened? Like I'm backed up on assignments. I'm so late on this assignment. I'm missing this. I messed up this. Like I failed this quiz. So now we get into this like major mind thing. And here's the first thing I'm gonna say. It all starts from the beginning, right? So right now, the little things that you do now will help you to, you know, keep that motivation. So when you get your syllabus, I know I keep going back to a syllabus, but just in general, when you get your class, don't overwhelm yourself. Don't think you have to do a million things at once in the beginning and like set this unrealistic expectation that you have to get all this work done by like, you know, it's just do things at your own pace. Obviously, not at your completely your own pace, follow your deadlines, but just don't burn yourself out. You know, keep a steady amount of motivation and consistency throughout school, and that will help you a lot not like crash after 2 or 3 weeks. Just maintain. I think a big thing too is maintaining a schedule and a routine, because once you have a schedule and routine set, you're going to know like, okay, now this time is when I can go study and spend extra time doing my homework or, you know, whatever it is. So for example, when I say like to stay on schedule, I have classes Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays, and then I work Wednesdays, Fridays, and some Saturdays. But Monday and Thursday, I'm in class pretty much from like 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., And then Tuesday, I have like one class from 1:30 to 3:30. So I go into my Google Calendar, and I'm going to talk a little bit more about, actually, we'll just talk about it now. So just time management in general. So I use Google Calendar like it's my life. So I went into Google Calendar, and I highly, highly recommend using Google Calendar if you don't use it, especially if you have school, work, deadlines, whatever it is. So what I did in Google Calendar is I color coordinated each class. So math was orange, marketing was pink, business was like accounting was blue, whatever it was. And I'll put in, so every Monday I'll put in the time that I'm in that class and I'll repeat it for every single Monday. So that way every Monday I have that and I could kind of see where I have like time to time block. So, oh, okay, on Monday I can actually record a podcast from 3 to 4 because I don't have class at that time or, you know, something like that. So this is kind of a mixed question of time management and keeping motivation, because if you have yourself organized, it's going to be easier to not burn yourself out, because you're going to be like, okay, I'm on schedule. I don't need to like just write things on a post-it note that I have due and try to kill it all in 1 week and be super disorganized and everything and then completely crash and burn. Like, no. Once you create a schedule and a routine for yourself, it'll be a lot easier for you to just maintain that motivation throughout the school year, because your brain's going to adapt to where you have to be at a certain time and what you have to do at a certain time. So I go into my Google Calendar and I put all the classes I have, the time, I repeat it every single day of the week. So that way every single Monday, Tuesday, Thursday up until December, I have those classes there. So that way I know. And then what I'll also do is now when I go through my syllabus, which I'm going to go through after I'm done recording and editing, I'm going to put all of that, like all of the important things, like all my tests, quizzes, and big projects. Yes, when you have a syllabus, they put all those things out. So every single test, big project, and kind of like quiz maybe, I'm not going to put like every homework assignment because that would be a load of things to do. That's kind of going to be in my like weekly planner that's like handwritten. But as for Google Calendar that I use more as a monthly planner, I'm going to put every single big thing and color coordinate with the class that it goes with. So every single math exam is going to be, I don't remember what color I said before, I think I said orange. So every single math exam will be orange, and every single time that I have math, like, you know, maybe it sounds a little bit complicated. Maybe you need a little bit more of a visual, but it's very easy to figure out Google Calendar. It's super easy to use. So I highly recommend just getting onto Google Calendar and organizing your classes and your tasks that way. I know there's a lot of other things. Like there's this app called Monday. I personally only use it for a little bit. I personally like Google Calendar more, but there's a lot of different apps where you can like progress your assignments. So let's say you have like a paper due on Friday. You receive the assignment on Monday and it's due on Friday. And you're like, okay, Monday, I'm going to do 25% of it and just read through it and plan it out and outline it. Then Tuesday, I'm going to do the intro and the body. And then Wednesday, I'm going to do the conclusion. Thursday, I'm going to edit. And Friday, I'm going to submit. You can like kind of track your progress like that. You can do it that way if you want to use an app like that. But personally, for me, I really like Google Calendar, especially when it comes to time management. I just think that this is going to be the busiest school year, honestly, because I'm already going to be busy 5 to 6 days out of the week between work and school. So like I said, I have school 3 days out of the week. And the days that I have school, I completely like dedicate to having school. Like I'll throw appointments in there and stuff, but I like completely dedicate that day to be like, okay, I'm doing homework this day and just whatever. But like then I have work Wednesday, Friday, and some Saturdays. So it's going to be just like super, super overwhelming. And like especially with my podcast, because last semester I was doing my podcast, but it was kind of still in the beginning stages of my podcast. So it wasn't like I was only uploading once a week. Some of them would be solos. Some of them would be guests. Now that I'm uploading twice a week, every single Monday with a guest, like getting a guest on every single Monday is kind of hard. I don't know how I've done it this far, but it's definitely can be like super difficult. And For You Fridays is definitely not that hard because it's just like me talking. It doesn't take that long to edit. But when I record with guests, it definitely is harder to like edit and find guests to have on. I send like 15 emails a day. So I just know I'm going to be super, super busy this semester between school, work, and my podcast. I'm taking my podcast very, very seriously. I don't want to slack on it. I want to kind of try to give 100% to everything. I don't know how it's going to happen, but I think that I can do it because this is what I love doing. But my podcast is in a much different place right now than it was last spring. I think it really grew a lot this summer. So I'm really proud of how far it's come and how it is right now, but it's just, it's a little bit hard. And I think it's going to be very hard to have time management. So that kind of brings me back to the calendar. I also do have a written planner, like a physical planner, that has like monthly, weekly, and daily. And I kind of use that more as like weekly and daily. I really like it. I create monthly and weekly goals on it. But Google Calendar is kind of just like a big thing to look at and be like, okay, I'm babysitting this day. And then this day I have work. And then this day I have an appointment or whatever. And I just think it's super, super important. I think Google Calendar is going to be your best friend. Obviously, you can find another way, but it really is my best friend. And I think that will help you not burn out because you'll be on schedule and on time. And also, like, when it comes to time management, you have to kind of prioritize what is going to be important to you. Obviously, when you're in school, your grades are going to be important to you. Your classes are going to be important to you. If you're working, that's going to be important to you. You don't want to get fired. If you have a side hustle, like, for example, my podcast, that's super important to me. I don't want it to fail. My health and my wellness, that's super important to me. Like, these are things that you have to prioritize and figure out what you want to prioritize and fit it into your schedule. Maybe you have to sleep earlier and wake up 2 hours earlier because you want to get a workout in before class, you know, figure that out. The next thing that I'm going to answer, which I kind of touched on, how do I stay healthy during the school year? How do I make any time to meal prep or workout when I have classes slash work all day? This is literally the exact boat that I'm in. Like I told you guys my schedule a million times, I'm going to be busy 5 to 6 days out of the week just with school and work and my podcast, I guess, too. So I have a lot going on and I think it's crazy. You know, we have like we have school, you have work, you have a side hustle. I mean, I'm assuming maybe you do, maybe you don't. But like and we're still expected to like have a social life and, you know, go to the gym and eat healthy and sleep early and wake up early and clean our rooms and make sure we're doing the proper hygiene. You know, it's a lot. And not every single day is going to, you're not going to check every single one of those things off the list every single day. My problem when it comes to certain schools prioritizing social life, I feel like now that I'm older, like me and my friends, it's very hard to find times in our schedule to hang out. When it was high school, it was like, okay, after sports, we'll go hang out or, you know, after school, we'll hang out. During lunch, we'll hang out, whatever. Now it's a lot harder to hang out. But yeah, I totally feel you. And I think I was getting a little bit anxious about this. But it's weird because I'm actually healthier in the school year than I am in the summer. And in the summer, I obviously have more time to meal prep and grocery shop. But I think the thing is, during the school year, I'm very structured. We have classes on certain days and we have work on certain days. So like I was saying, time block everything, right? So I'm going to go back to the example of let's say you have classes Monday, Wednesday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, you're at work, right? Monday, Wednesday, you're in class all day from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Create something, right? That's all day basically. So let's say you're in class from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. 2 days out of the week and the other 3 days out of the week you work from 10 to 5, right? You're like, okay, I work 10 to 5. How am I going to meal prep during that time? How am I going to have enough time in the morning to make, you know, lunch for in the middle of the school day or for work or whatever it is? Like, how am I going to do that? It's all about your priorities, right? No matter what, during that day, you're going to spend 5 minutes in the bathroom to pee. No matter what, during that day, you're going to spend 2 minutes to brush your teeth. No matter what, during that day, you're going to scroll through your phone for at least 20, 30 minutes, right? So why are you going to do those things? Because they're your priorities. So, and it should be your priority to use the bathroom and brush your teeth and, you know, whatever. But at the same time, think about it like, okay, what else is my priority, right? So as you're listening to this episode, I want you to take out a pen and paper. I feel like I'm in like in school. It takes one Zoom class. Take out a pen and paper and just think, okay, what are my priorities? Write them down. So I'll do it with you guys. So for example, my grades, right? Obviously my school and my grades are my priority. My podcast is my priority, a huge one. Honestly, this isn't in a specific order. I think they're all equal to me, to be really honest with you. So grades, school, podcast, my health and my fitness is definitely going to be a huge priority to me. What else? My faith is a priority. I want to make sure I'm taking enough time to meditate, read my Bible, pray, manifest, just journal, my mental health. I would say faith plus mental health. I think that's something we neglect a lot. We have to remember that health and fitness also means physical health, mental health, and emotional health. So, and then of course you could put social life, which I definitely wouldn't tie up with everything else, but I think without it, we completely lose ourselves. So make a list of these priorities, right? Then go to a week, go to your calendar and put like a Monday or Sunday through Saturday, right? You're like, okay, Sunday is my day off. That's something I'm not going to think about. Monday, I have class. So let me time block. Let me put from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Google Calendar. I have class, right? Okay, so what if I wake up at 5:45 or 6 and I go to the gym at 6:30? Because that way I'll be able to prioritize it. And then after I'm done with class at 5, I could stop at the grocery store. I could come home, shower, meal prep for the next day, whatever it is. Obviously, it's a lot. You know, having every single day be a super productive day is very unrealistic. I think it's definitely realistic to have this lifestyle, but having this lifestyle doesn't mean you have to like have it every single day, if that makes sense. So I think that just don't get super down on yourself. Try to make this schedule and prioritize it, right? So incorporate these things in your priorities throughout your week. So your grades in school are obviously incorporated when you have class and you can time block times off to study. Your podcast, I'm just using my podcast as an example, but side hustle, right? I'm going to try to send 5 to 10 emails a day. Right now I'm sending 15, but obviously when school starts, I'm not going to have that much time. So I could time block 20, 30 minutes of the day and be like, okay, these are the 30 minutes of the day where I can send my emails out. And then I can kind of look at my week and say, oh, I can actually fit a podcast recording at Thursday at 2:30 p.m. Perfect. Let me see if this person that I'm recording with can do that time. Okay, great. They can do it. I'll record then. Perfect. Health and fitness is a priority. Maybe I have to wake up at 5:45, 6 a.m. just to go to the gym at 7. Maybe I can't go to the gym at 5 or 6 p.m. anymore and I have to start going early in the morning because that's just how my school schedule is at the moment. Faith and mental health. Okay, I can spend 15, 20 minutes in the morning meditating, reading my Bible, journaling, whatever it is. I could just wake up first thing in the morning, roll over, grab my journal, and start writing. Social life, that's something I really only have to fit in once a week on the weekend. I think that obviously I'm going to be seeing my boyfriend and like my close friends at least once a week, like Friday nights, Saturdays, I'm going to want to see them. But I have like a problem where I won't go out if I have like assignments due because I'm too stressed out. And I'm like, I think I could do more to this assignment or, you know, whatever it is. So just make a list of all the priorities that you have and fit them into your week. This is why I'm saying Google Calendar is really good and will keep you on track and not make you burn out. So I think that when it comes to staying healthy during the school year, it's all about just listing the priorities. If it's your priority, you're going to do it. So just, you know, you're going to find time to time block. And I think that it can also be hard maybe if you mean like going out and you're like, I'm going to be going out during the school year and drinking and whatever. Definitely have your fun, but know your limits. I'm honestly not a huge drinker. I get drunk. I'm 21, so I get drunk pretty easily. So like after one drink, I'm like already drunk because I just don't drink a lot of alcohol. It hurts my stomach. I know it's just like, it's not healthy for you. And I'm like, obviously a health freak. So if I can just drink one drink and be super, and I can be somewhat tipsy and drunk, I'm fine with that. I don't need to add more unhealthiness to my body and more like toxic chemical, like whatever it is. So I'm personally not a big drinker or anything. So when it comes to that, I say just limit yourself. You know, you don't have to like get, you don't have to black out every single night of college. If you're dorming, try to find a grocery store. I know Trader Joe's isn't like the healthiest food, but it's also super affordable and does have good alternatives. If you like really search and like look at ingredients, you will find good things, but don't be super hard on yourself. At the end of the day, just eat things that make you feel good and that are going to give you good outcomes. But yeah, if you're like dorming and you're like, I don't know how I'm supposed to eat healthy or like meal prep in my small dorm, where there's a will, there's a way. So maybe you have to invest in a really – like maybe you have to invest in a mini fridge and for your dorm, which I think most people do or should do. Like instead of sharing a huge fridge or like meal planning with everyone else, get like a mini fridge, maybe a little bit of a small table for your dorm or even just use your desk, and that's kind of where you can meal prep. Like I said, if there's a will, there's a way. So if it's your priority and you want to maintain this healthy lifestyle throughout the school year, you will do it. And I'm not in the complete same boat as you because I do live at home, but at the same time, I am a little bit nervous to slip and to accidentally like stop this routine. That's kind of why I'm doing a September challenge. If you didn't listen to my last episode, I basically talked about all the challenges I would be doing in September. So like everything that I'm challenging myself for, working out, not eating dairy, restricting gluten, and being super strict on myself, to be honest. And I'm doing it so that it creates structure and discipline, and that way it'll kind of become more of a habit. Okay, so also like to talk a little bit more about social life during the school year. I feel like honestly in the past, like maybe my first 2 years of college, I prioritized it so much and was always hanging out with my friends. Like even if I had an assignment due, I would bring my laptop with me. And at least last semester, and I could feel I know I'm going to be this way during this semester. I just feel like I'm going to be so to myself. And I think that that can be okay at a certain point, but I have like this different type of motivation this time because I've said this in a few episodes before, but I started working out and kind of started my fitness journey January 2021. And my health and wellness journey has been like on and off, I want to say for like a year. Like I've been on and off with like a really good way of eating and my vitamins and all that stuff. But in general, like I haven't been eating the best or like sleeping the best or been like super consistent with it. And I just have this like, and I love fitness. That's like completely 100% part of my routine. Something I love doing is working out. But when it comes to eating right and eating clean, that's something I definitely struggle with. So for me, I'm trying to kind of just really better myself, like truly, truly better myself and just be the best version of me. Because when it comes to the summer, right, when summer starts, I feel like that's when I'm most conscious of like what I look like and what I feel like, right? So it's like, obviously, because we're in bikinis all summer long, I'm like, okay, I want to feel good when I'm in a bikini, which sounds so like stupid to think only about the physical, but I also am thinking about how I feel. Like there were so many days where I just woke up so bloated and like my stomach hurt so much. And there were days where I literally had to be home all night because my stomach was killing me and I couldn't go out, or I had really bad migraines or whatever it was. But no matter what, no matter how much I care more about how I feel than how I look, I'm still going to care about how I look. We're human. Of course we're going to care about how we look. So every single summer, I always want to look and feel my best. And this summer I didn't. And I have never felt or looked my best, maybe since like my sophomore year of high school when I was playing sports all the time and I still wasn't eating great. But I started to like just notice like my potential and what I could be, what I could look like, and the lifestyle I could be living. And once I kind of started to like think about it like that, I was like, okay, you know what? I'm grinding my ass off this year. Like I am going to be the best version of me. So that way when summer starts, I'm already going to be developed. Like I'm not going to start my journey in the summer. I'm already going to be that person by the summer, which I feel like maybe this just doesn't make sense. So maybe I'm not saying it right, but it makes sense in my head. But basically what I'm saying is like I have this image of myself, right? I have an image of this girl that has, it's me, it's still me, it's still like me, but it's me with clear skin, it's me with long thick hair. I have super thick hair, but long hair. It's me with a super toned body, super just like strong body, not like strong like muscles everywhere, which is fine if that's what you want, that's what you're working towards. But for me, I have, obviously everyone has a certain image of what they want to look like, and I just picture this girl and I picture her eating clean and prioritizing her health and glowing, and like I just know that could be me and that is my potential. I don't look at people like Kendall Jenner or Gigi Hadid and think I want to look like that. I don't think that. I think I want to look like the best version of me. I love what I look like. Maybe not right now, but I love what I could look like. And I feel like once you kind of know your potential, you stop looking at other outlets. And I know this is kind of swaying away from school, but it's kind of just saying like, this is why I'm so like, why I'm prioritizing my health so much during the school years, because I want to be that person in the summer. It doesn't have to just be the summer. I'm kind of just using the summer as an example because summer just ended. So it's like, I think a full year of like transforming myself will be really good for me. But just if I just work out every day, because I started to get super serious about like I was going on runs and like walks a lot towards the middle end of summer. And I was like, wow, if I was just doing this every single day for the rest of this past year, like since my fall semester, I would look and feel so different right now. So I don't want to think about, like, I don't want to think that anymore. I don't want summer to start and for me to be like, oh, well, maybe I'll have my summer body next year. Like, no, I want summer to start and for me to be like, I'm so happy that this is what I look and feel like. Like, I'm so happy I feel confident, because like so many of my days would get ruined when I would like get ready for the beach and look at myself in a bikini. I would just be like, I don't want to go anymore. Like, I don't want to feel that way anymore. And I think that's when we let our physical appearance change and affect our mental health and affect like how we feel, because I would just change into a bikini and get ready to go to the beach with my friends, and everyone around me is like so excited to have fun and to have a good time, and I'm in the bathroom bawling my eyes out because I'm like, I can't stand what I look like. And it's not like anyone's thinking it about me or saying it about me or making me feel that way. It's my problem. And I just like, I hate being that way and I hate feeling that way, and I don't want to feel that way anymore. So that's kind of why I'm using summer as an example. But even in general, like, I want my skin to be clear. Like, I want to, like, I want to look clean. I want to look healthy. I want to look put together. And that's just, that's why I'm kind of prioritizing my health and fitness so much during the school year. So I think that if you want to stay healthy during the school year, just envision the best version of yourself, right? Envision what she would look like, what she would feel like, what would she be doing? Where would she be working? What would she be successful at? You know, picture this girl and write down every single thing that would do that. Create a vision board and hold on to her and show up as her until you are her. And I think once we do that, like, I'm not just gonna, you know, if I say, oh, I want clear skin and I want this toned body, I can't just like wake up and not work out and eat healthy that day. You know, I gotta, if I was that girl, I would wake up and eat healthy and work out, or else I wouldn't be able to maintain that. So I think that's just like, you have to just be that person that you want to be, and it will slowly start to be your life. But that's kind of, that kind of went a little bit off track. That's kind of just like, I mean, I guess that's kind of what For You Friday is. It's just a vent. Like, I'm just on FaceTime with my friends, just talking. But I think that's kind of like what it is a little bit, is just envisioning your highest self and showing up as her. And that's kind of when you're going to start to prioritize these things during the school year. Okay. The last thing I'm going to talk about is your morning routine with school. I actually got a lot of questions on this. I think it's because, like, on my Insta stories, I've been posting a lot about my mornings. On TikTok, I post a lot about my mornings. So we'll get into it. Obviously, I will be updating my morning routine because of school and because of work, like my new schedule and stuff. So I figured I'd share it with you guys. And you can also, like, write down your own morning routine while listening to this. I think creating, like I was saying before, having a structured school schedule and structured routine during the school year, it's what's going to help you stay consistent. So yeah, when it comes to a morning routine, I think maybe this is when you have to get some things done during your day. Like I was saying, if you want to prioritize health and fitness, but you're at work all day, let's say you're working corporate, let's say you're not even in school and you work a corporate job from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. and you're like, or 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. and you're like, now what, Liv? You're like, now what am I supposed to do? It's tough, because if you work really late, you're going to sleep really late, and you still need your sleep when you wake up. So maybe waking up at 5:30 isn't ideal for you. So if you're in a position like that where you work corporate or just work a job that you're literally at all day and all night, you have to find 10 to 20 minutes of your day that you can just squeeze in a plank and push-ups and an ab workout, no matter what it is, just to move your body. Maybe go for a 20, 30-minute walk in the morning. Wake up 30 minutes earlier to go for a walk, or, you know, whatever it is when it comes to a morning routine. So now I'm just going to speak for myself and kind of what my morning routine is. I do have it written down. I know people make fun of me because I literally structure everything, but I don't care. This is how I stay on track. This is how I stay productive. And this is how and why my work ethic is so strong, because I'm on routine and I do what works best for me. And for some people, it doesn't work to have planners. It doesn't work to have a Google calendar, but it's what works for me. So my ideal routine, and this is just to follow like my schedule and what my schedule is like this semester. Obviously, not every single day is going to be like this, but my ideal morning routine would be to wake up at around 5:45. And obviously, your morning routine starts with your night routine. So in order to wake up at 5:45, I'd have to sleep from 9 to 10. You know, you really shouldn't sleep past like 10:30. You still want to get your sleep in. I try to get in bed pretty early. My days aren't late, especially if I get my workout done in the morning. I feel so free when I'm done with school and work, because I'm like, I don't have to work out today. Like, I don't have anything to do after school. I can go to the grocery store. I can go to, you know, my chiropractor appointment. I can go get my nails done because I did my workout this morning, you know? So you have to sleep early if you want to wake up early. That's where your morning routine starts, is the night before. So wake up at around 5:45. I always have water bottle right next to me. So go over, grab my water bottle, start drinking it. And this is something I want to incorporate into my morning routine, is having a journal on my bedside table and taking it out. I was actually doing really, really good with the 5-minute journal, and I kind of got off track, and now I go on my phone in the morning, which is just the worst habit ever. So wake up, drink my water, open up my 5-minute journal, and just do the little morning section. There's a morning and evening section. Just do the morning section, do a little meditation prayer, go into the bathroom, rinse my face with cold water, brush my teeth, the basics, go downstairs and make celery juice. So I buy like celery juice from Whole Foods, and then what I'll do is I'll just like dilute it with water so that I'm not like drinking, like I'm just kind of like saving it a little bit more, but still having my celery juice in the morning. So I'll have celery juice first thing in the morning, or green juice. It just depends. I don't like to like make it in the morning because I don't want to wake people up, and it really sucks to meal prep green juice in the morning. So I try to just like buy it or store it in the fridge. So I'll have my green juice, go back upstairs, make my bed, change into workout clothes. And this way I'll always have my gym bag ready. I'll always have my workout clothes laid out so that everything's ready when I wake up, and it's like, okay, this is basically what you have to do. You have to work out. Your clothes are laid out. Get into my workout clothes, make my bed, and kind of just like sit with myself and do maybe like a little prayer, grab my Bible and read for 5 minutes while drinking my green juice so that my head is in the right space. I don't want to go on my phone during this time at all. That's a really bad habit that I need to stop, is going on my phone first thing in the morning. I think what I'm going to do is, I have an Alexa, like Amazon Alexa thing. I think what I'm going to do is make her my like alarm clock, so that way I don't even have to turn my alarm off on my phone. I think there's a way I can do that. So that's what I'm going to do. But yeah, then I would like to have a very small breakfast, maybe like a little bit of fruit and like macro bar, and go to the gym and work out for about an hour, 45 minutes to an hour and a half, whatever, however much time I have that morning. Every morning is different depending if I have work or school. Come home, have a body shower, do my skincare, do my hair care, get dressed into pajamas again, go downstairs, have breakfast, some type of breakfast, avocado toast, overnight oats, have my coffee, come back upstairs, get ready, do a little bit of makeup. I feel like doing my makeup just makes me feel more productive. Like, even though I don't love wearing makeup, doing a little bit of makeup every single day, I think just makes me feel more put together and makes me feel more productive. Like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, even if I'm in a really like lazy outfit, like even if I'm wearing hoodie and sweats to campus and my makeup is done, like not even done, but like concealer, highlighter, blush, mascara, just like the basics, I feel so put together. And when it comes to my hair, my hair is something that if my hair's done, I don't care if I don't have makeup on, I don't care if I'm in the worst outfit, as long as my hair looks normal and like put together and not frizzy and all over the place, I feel super confident and like I'm fine with that. So just take care of my hair, do a little bit of makeup while drinking my coffee, and then take out my little planner and just write down, okay, what do I have to do today? These are things I have to get done. This is my schedule for the day. And then just get dressed and go to the day. And also take my vitamins, that cannot be forgotten. Of course, the landscaping guys just started outside. I don't know if you guys can hear that. But that's kind of like my ideal morning routine for school. I think it's super, super important to create one if you don't have one set up. So that's something that I kind of do for school. That kind of I'm starting. I did it like once so far. I did it this morning. So I gotta work on it. I'll do it tomorrow morning as well and update you guys next For You Fridays on how my morning routine is going. But yeah, I just want to be super disciplined on myself this month and to start the semester. And I think that if I am, I will create really great habits. And I have a different type of motivation this year to become the best version of me. I don't know if it's just because the semester's starting and I have like that like urge of motivation to have like super good grades, but I just feel super, super motivated and super confident in what I'm going to achieve this year. So yeah, that's the whole rant. I know today's episode was a little bit longer. I feel like there was just a lot to talk about and we kind of got a little bit off topic, but that's totally okay. I want to thank everyone who sent in questions and sent in things for me to answer. I get so excited when I like post something on Instagram and I see all these responses. I don't get like a ton of responses, but even when I get like 5, 6, 7 responses, I'm like, oh my God, these people want to know what I would say. Like, it's so crazy. So thank you everyone for the support. Thank you for everyone who kind of like responds to and is always like telling me that it's like that you like the episode. That means so much to me. I hope you guys enjoyed this week's episode. And yeah, on Monday, we will have another guest. I think Monday's episode is going to be with Caroline, who is a travel blogger, literally gets paid to travel places. That's who's like, it's everyone's dream in this world. So yeah, that's Caroline's little, that's going to be her, my episode with her on Monday. Obviously, I've been talking too much because now I can't even form a real sentence. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this week's For You Friday episode. I will talk to you guys on Monday and have an amazing weekend and have a good Labor Day. Bye, everyone.